WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A Senate committee takes action on a controversial nomination, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for Health Secretary.
The vote was 14-13. The nomination is reported favorably.
Well, China has announced retaliatory tariffs on select American imports just after Trump tariffs against China took hold today. Economist Michael Pacco.
Often this gets distorted through the political lens, where the president, for instance, says that this is a tax that our foreign competitors are going to pay. His critics say, no, U.S. consumers are going to pay it. And the fact of the matter is, everyone's going to pay it.
The Justice Department wants information from the FBI today about agents who were involved in the investigation into the Capitol attack. CBS News correspondent Scott McFarlane.
A CBS News review found some of the lead agents handling January 6 cases also serve on joint terror task forces in more than a dozen major cities nationwide.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News, your news roundup in a quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers are once again proposing an extension of Medicaid coverage for postpartum mothers. It's the second time in many sessions as the bipartisan group has advocated for the legislation, but Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says it's unlikely that the proposal will become a law this session. Wisconsin is one of only two states in the country that have not extended the coverage. The extension would allow mothers on Medicaid to receive a full year of coverage to protect against a number of post-birth medical issues. And the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says a 46-year-old man was arrested over the weekend after he was found walking around in the town of Merrill, naked. It happened in the area of Rock Island Resort on State Highway 107. Saturday night, deputies were called, and when they arrived on scene, they tried to arrest him, but he resisted. After a scuffle, they were able to put the man in handcuffs and take him to a nearby hospital to get checked out. After he was cleared, he was brought to jail and now faces several charges, including disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and lewd and lascivious behavior. He later posted bond and was released from jail. And it's Flood Insurance Awareness Week in Wisconsin. It's a time to look at the importance of the increasing risk and appropriate coverage needed. Flood insurance is an important tool to prevent financial vulnerability from flooding. Most homeowners and renters insurance policies do not cover flood damage. And all it takes is 1 inch of water to cause around $25,000 in damage. This can be devastating if you don't have the right insurance. Wisconsinites are eligible to purchase federal flood insurance even for properties not in designated special flood hazard areas, because on average, 40% of national flood insurance program claims happen outside of those zones. Homeowners and renters can purchase a private flood insurance policy to protect their homes and belongings if their agent sells flood coverage. Otherwise, visit floodsmart.gov. There's usually a 30-day waiting period before NFIP policies go into effect, so signing up now ensures that you'll have coverage by the time the spring showers start to hit the state. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Bucks lose in OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks lost their fourth game in a row, this time in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. The final 125-96. Giannis, Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez all sitting out with some injuries. That meant more playing time for backups like veteran Pat Connaughton.
I think for us tonight, we didn't do a great job of taking care of the basketball on offense, right? We didn't do a great job of keeping out of the lane on defense. You know, when you look back at the game that we played them in Las Vegas, we did a good job of making some of those twos hard.
College hoops, Marquette falls in the rankings to number 11 after losing to UConn at home over the weekend. They're at St. John tonight. The Badgers now rank 21st. They host Indiana tonight at the Kohl Center. NFL, at the Super Bowl opening night, Chiefs running back Isaiah Pacheco asked what's his favorite song they play at Arrowhead Stadium.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it. Yeah.
That's the Chiefs' Isaiah Pacheco. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and quite chilly today. High temperatures will only reach the mid-teens with feisty winds, which is knocking us back to feeling 10 to 15 degrees cooler. They ease overnight tonight, we slide to the single digits, and with temperatures a little warmer tomorrow, we are looking at light snow moving in by night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 3 degrees at our studios.
On Tuesday night, the Marathon High School boys basketball team plays host to Newman Catholic in a Merrillwood Conference South Division matchup. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip set for 7:15. Marathon Basketball on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Marathon Park City, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Brickner's of Little Chicago, County Materials, the People's State Bank, Marathon Cheese, the Dirks Group, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. It's Newman at Marathon in high school boys basketball, Tuesday night, with the pregame show starting at 7, opening tip at 7:15 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn. Will Wisconsin be spared from the dumbest trade war ever? Plus, what is a special government employee and how do I get one? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Bow Falls Radio WXCO, Wausau's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach is back, and Kelvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Todd Alba, our friend and colleague, follows us right after the noon news. Today, Todd will spar with Luke Mathers. It's Tuesday Tangents. They'll tie together all the headlines of the day. And then in hour number two, they always lighten it up with what's worse.
Yes.
Which is a great segment. Today, it's about the type of people we have to deal with. That's today's what's worse. Make sure you join Todd today from noon to 2 p.m. right across the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to talk about Elon Musk and his minions. Essentially, no one voted for him. I just have to remind myself of that. Taking over the Treasury Department. We're going to wrap up the show. Be a thing. Today, it's the Picture This edition that's coming up at 11:51. But as I said, we wanted to talk about this. People on the live stream yesterday were asking us to focus on this as well. This from Wired. Headline reads, a 25-year-old with Elon Musk ties now has direct access to the federal payment system.
That doesn't sound weird at all, right, Jane?
The Bureau of the Fiscal Service is a sleepy part of the Treasury Department. It's also where sources say a 25-year-old engineer tied to Musk has administration privileges over the computer code that controls Social Security payments, tax returns, and more. This should concern everybody.
It does. And honestly, I was trying to find not a defense, but because, you know, there's a lot of 25-year-olds who are like computer savvy, like not just computer savvy. I'm computer savvy, but like their whole lives are computers.
And they're coders.
They're coders and all these things.
Right.
But to me, it shouldn't be a 25-year-old. It should be like a group of 10 25-year-olds who reports to a group of 40-something-year-olds who reports to two more people who reports to the person in charge. So there's a chain of command.
A filtration system, as it were.
Exactly. Not just one guy sipping on a Red Bull going, I could code anything I want.
Well, I think there's like five guys. And Great. They range from 19 to 24. This all started on Friday. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent approved access to the Treasury's payment systems for a team led by Tom Krause, who's a Silicon Valley exec who works along with Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. Again, nobody voted for Elmo, and he sure has all kinds of power in Washington. The man who had been serving in non-political roles at Treasury for several decades and had been the acting secretary before Bessent got confirmed, refused to turn over access to Musk's minions. So they put him on administrative leave.
Yep.
And then he announced he was retiring. This is what this system controls. More than $6 trillion every year. Tens of millions of us across the country rely on these systems, which are responsible for paying Social Security and Medicare benefits, salaries for federal personnel, payments to government contractors and grant recipients, tax refunds, among thousands of other functions. This from the Washington Post. Typically, only a small group of career employees control these systems. Former officials say it is extremely unusual for anyone connected to a political appointee to have direct access to these.
No, of course not. Like, that's... There has to be buffers. There have to be safe... Channon, there have to be guardrails.
Well, there used to be.
Yep.
Not anymore. Go for it, apparently. Marco Elez, who's previously worked for two of Elon's companies, has been granted read and write access to Treasury Department systems, which again are responsible for almost all payments made by the U.S. government. This gives this Marco Elez the ability to write code on highly sensitive systems at the Bureau of Fiscal Service. One source says you can do anything with these privileges, which give users the ability to bypass security measures and potentially make irreversible changes to these systems and could be easily disrupted by someone who doesn't know what they're doing. Is this what we voted for? For Elon and his minions to take over the system that pays out our bills? 855-752-4842.
If you didn't vote for Donald Trump, then no, of course not. We saw the danger that is Elon Musk and his ever-changing agenda, because this is a man who has been cited by people close to him, has changed quite a bit over the past 2 years. If you voted for Donald Trump, then yes, they did. They loved it. They clapped. They swooned. They screamed and yelled at all of the rallies when he called himself Dark MAGA, when he would do his dumb little jump. This is what, because at this point, whatever he does, let him do it.
It's all good.
It's all good because he's Elon. And if Trump trusts him, then I trust him because my guy likes him. I like him. So he must know what he's doing, Jane. He's just going trust. To space.
Just trust.
Just trust.
Just trust.
So yes, it is what they want. And let me tell you something else. I'm going to keep on saying this. You get what you voted for.
855-752-4842. I'm just curious how you're feeling about this. Yesterday, I had all kinds of opinions coming in while we were talking about something else, so I would love to hear from you now. 855-752-4842. Mark from Prairie du Sac is on the line. Good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, it's deeply disturbing that this is going on. This is not, even for some of the people that vote for Trump, I don't think they quite recognize what they're actually voting for. They didn't vote for this because they're only concerned about privacy of information. When I was a state employee, everybody knew I was a state employee. I went there and accessed, what my salary was. And for Musk to say, we can't know who these people that he's sending out forth to do this stuff. We don't need to know their names. And I say bullpucky to that. I mean, that we should know all their names, and they should not have access to our information, because who knows if they're Russian assets or Chinese assets or assets of some Nigerian prince that's going to steal our information, steal our money. And how do we know if we call in and criticize Elon Musk that he's not going to put a kibosh on our Social Security payments or our tax refunds?
Yes.
And we just simply do not know, because that I'm just afraid, and with information being destroyed, apparently they're deleting research information or stealing research information, and I mean, I'm just here that's destroying information. I think of the what the Nazis did in May of 1933 and started burning books.
Yep. Thank
Which
you, Mark.
They've been doing for years anyways.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate you checking in on that. This is something that should concern all of us. Apparently, Kevin from Iguanago is cool with it, though. Listening on WAUK, Kevin says, this is exactly what we voted for, somebody to find and fix the corruption and the waste.
But what's the waste, I would say?
Oh, there's waste within government programs.
There's waste within government, but when you also fix that word waste to corruption, I mean, you've shown me, just because he calls a group corrupt doesn't make it so, doesn't make it law or gospel. This goes back to what I just said. Anything he says, their supporters will be like, well, yes, of course. Of course there's waste because he's there. If there wasn't waste, he wouldn't be there.
Well, I agree that there is waste that we could find. What I have a problem with is this person is completely held unaccountable. No one voted for Elon. Yeah. No one voted for Elon and his group of 22-year-old tech bros to come in and have access to all of our social security information and our taxes and all of, I don't think anybody voted for that. And there is no accountability. If Elon does something corrupt in all of this, what's going to happen to him? Nothing.
Nothing.
Trump will pardon him.
I like what Patrick from Sun Prairie texted in though. Yeah, but what about HRC emails?
Oh, yes. Privacy. Emails. Oh, yes. Oh, no. Matt from Middleton is on the line. Good morning, Matt. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say about this?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I've talked to a couple of MAGA before the election, and for some reason, they didn't think the president did the most in history of all liars since the beginning of humankind. Possibly lying about Project Mass deportation, retribution.
Matt, you're breaking up a little bit, unfortunately. If you want to call back, that would be great. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. We found that too, Greg. Yeah. We talked about Project 2025 for months.
We started talking about it a year ago. As soon as it came out, we started putting our noses into that 900-page tome.
We talked to at least 6 members of National Security Leaders for America who have worked in government and in the military for more than 30 plus years. They all chimed in and gave their opinions on Project 2025 along with their warnings. And we had at least one listener, I remember like it was yesterday, who said none of his friends had heard about Project 2025, so there was nothing to worry about.
It's not that big. You're making a big deal out of
nothing.
Meanwhile, Carol from Waukesha listening to WAUK says, and the text line's beyond distressed. I'm especially worried about his access to social security numbers and birth dates, and they are downloading data onto hard drives. I mean, we don't know what they're doing in those rooms right now.
Or what they're going to do with this information.
And because there are no guardrails, there's no systems in place that gives accountability. We have no clue if they're using hard drives, if they're putting them on little thumb drives, maybe they're just doing their job. Like, I'm just putting things. We don't know. And because Elon is so secretive and because he thinks he knows everything.
And untouchable.
He doesn't tell us. And if you try to beg him for answers, how dare you? You're corrupt.
We're going to continue with this. If you would like to join us, 855-752-4842. Bill and Jack, I see you. We will take you on the other side. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New Federal Election Commission filings by multi-billionaire and quasi-Trump cabinet member Elon Musk show that he and his company spent at least $288 million in the 2024 election cycle, even more than expected. We reported last October that Musk poured millions into his America PAC, offering a borderline legal $47 bounty for referring unregistered voters to a website website collecting personal contact information. Open Secrets reports that Musk poured $118 million into the PAC just between July and October 2024. Musk coughed up another $20 million to fund the RBG PAC, funding misleading advertising suggesting Justice Ginsburg agreed with Trump on abortion. In October, Musk contributed another $925,000 to a Trump PAC, Trump 47 Campaign Committee Incorporated. Musk's filings show that contributions in $10,000 increments flowed to most state GOP committees around the country, many payments coming in late October. Curiously, the most recent filing shows Musk put another $45 million into the America PAC after the election, perhaps to make donations to the Trump Inaugural Fund or begin funding the 2026 midterm cycle. Find links to the FEC and Open Secrets data for even more Musk contributions at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, home of the Chad Holmes Show.
Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Mock, the board lord on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Give us a call, send in a text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Come over to Blue Sky. It's much nicer.
It is.
Before we went to the break, we were talking about Elon Musk, unelected co-president. His 25-year-old engineer named Marco Elez, who has worked for Elon before. Yes, Marco, 25, now has direct access to Treasury Department systems responsible for nearly all payments made by the U.S. government. Is this a good thing? 855-752-4842. And I want to point out also that I believe it was over the weekend, somebody on Twitter posted the names of these tech bros that he's got working under him and listed their names. And Elon said, you just broke the law. Wait a minute. We don't get to know who these people are who are now in all of our data. We don't get to know this.
Elon, what law? Name it. Tell me.
Law of Elon.
Yeah.
Bill from Oconomowoc is on the line. Good morning, Bill. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Say, I'd like your response to this thought. Jim Santel, who's on your station, and I talked one time about Trump's vulnerability. He's extremely vulnerable right now. And here's exactly what I mean. He's broken so many laws. He's ignored so much of the Constitution. If we as a people stand up against him united, we can take care of it probably faster than you can believe. If we keep taking it, well, then we're kind of a victim of our own circumstances. Here's exactly what I mean. You need a couple of people. Now, we do have representatives in government that are trying to get us to rally around them. We need to. But you need a group of lawyers, young lawyers, very, very smart in constitutional law and justice. If he's approached by big numbers, he's going to get rattled.
I would like to believe that, Bill. I don't know. I mean, unfortunately, every Republican in Congress has already capitulated to him. I don't see anybody standing up anymore. We had Bill Cassidy for a short period of time who looked like he wasn't going to vote for RFK Jr. because Bill Cassidy is an actual doctor, and now he's capitulated. And so it just seems to me like it's all on the Democrats, and I have plenty of criticism for our Democrats, too. Why aren't they everywhere screeching about this? If this were reversed and this were a democratic institution, if George Soros's son was put in charge of the Treasury Department and his five buddies were doing this, the screaming would never end, right, Bill?
It would never end, but here's the bottom line. We've come to the point of roll over, play dead, and just take what he gives us or do something about it. It's our choices. I want people to think about that, because if you just keep complaining and not doing anything, you're not helping the system.
Well,
thank you so much, Bill. Really appreciate it. I always appreciate you listening.
We had a text come in from WAUK. And this has to do with what Bill had just said. What can we as individuals do about the breach of the computer system? As far as that thing, one thing goes, not a whole lot. We don't have control. We don't have access. But what you can do, and I know you don't want to hear it, but this is what we can do. You can vote. You can make yourself aware of who the candidates are. Vote for the people who reflect your values and get out there and talk to people. Share what you know. Get them on the issues that are the most important to them, because that is the only way we can really affect change, is getting out there, talking to our friends and family, voting about it, and having those conversations. We're not billionaires. We don't have access to the computer systems. We don't have access to these politicians. But when it comes to those Tuesdays in November and in springtime, we can punch a ticket, we can drop a ballot, and we can make our voices heard. I know it sounds real pie in the sky, but it's happened before. We've done this before.
Well, and we've talked about this leading up to all the elections. Share what you know.
Yep.
Share what you know, especially about things like Project 2025 and all of these things going on, where if your friends or relatives are watching certain media outlets, they're probably not hearing about any of this and have no idea that this stuff is even out there and happening. 855-752-4842.
Sue from Franklin, thank you for texting in again for WAUK. You can call your senators and representatives and tell them that you don't approve of this. Absolutely. You can call their offices. You can go to myvote.wi.gov. You can put in your information. You can find out who your representatives are. Their phone numbers are there. Be respectful. Be polite. But tell them, give them your voice, but also make your voice heard in the ballot box.
I understand Ron Johnson's mailbox is full.
Very full.
Color me shocked. Jack from Racine has been waiting very patiently. Good morning, Jack. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Just a couple quick points. First of all, Elon Musk is telling us how corrupt things are and there's so much waste. He said yet to turn over any kind of proof to the public. He just is doing this and coming up with excuses. And, you know, these are pretty buttoned up. These are accountants. This is not a wasteful type of situation. People may not agree with what money's going to, but that was for the Congress to decide. So
I think you just cut him off there, Kevin.
Situation where a friend of the president took over the treasury of the country illegally without constitutional provision, basically what would we think? We'd think, well, that place is on its way to autocracy.
Yep.
But here we are.
Yep, absolutely, Jack. You're not wrong. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you very much for listening.
Yep. We didn't vote for him.
No one voted for Elon. Sorry.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. Susan from McFarland is on the line. Good morning, Susan. Thank you for joining us. We don't have a lot of time left, Susan. But go ahead.
Okay. Briefly, I'll just tell you the Raging Grannies from Madison are doing an event at Ron Johnson's office tomorrow at 9:45. They're singing and making noise. It's called Making Noise because people have to understand that we do not like what's going on, and we are not going to let it happen. So as many people who are listening there in the Madison area, Ron Johnson's office is on Wall Street, which is kind of an oxymoron as far as I'm concerned.
Susan, we're going to crash into the break here. Can you email me the details, please? janesays@civicmedia.us, and we'll make sure and share that tomorrow as well. Susan, send me an email, janesays@civicmedia.us. Thank you for calling. News is next, and then we're going to talk about child care in Wisconsin. There's ramifications already. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Respiratory illnesses are increasing in the state. Melissa Kay tells us more.
The Wisconsin Department of Health and Human Services says flu hospitalizations are the highest they've been in 7 years. This is especially true for older adults. DHS says it's not too late to get a flu and COVID shot and an RSV vaccination if you're eligible. Everyone should also be following recommendations of washing hands and staying home when you're sick.
And Stevens Point will be celebrating February with a big heart, literally. Derek Tritz has the details.
During American Heart Month, Stevens Point Fire Station No. 1 will feature a large light-up heart to raise awareness for heart health beginning February 1st. For every heart attack or cardiac arrest reported by the Stevens Point, Amherst, or Plover Fire Departments in Portage County, one of the heart's red bulbs will be swapped out for a black bulb. The red light going dark is a sign of solidarity and a reminder to the community of the critical state of heart health. In 2022, heart disease was the leading cause of death in Wisconsin, according to the Center for Disease Control. This display comes as a joint effort between the Stevens Point Fire Department and Portage County Ambulance. You can find educational materials on heart health throughout the month by following the Stevens Point Fire Department Facebook page.
And Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and a bipartisan group of lawmakers have introduced legislation to protect AM radio. The bill would require automakers to continue making AM radio accessible at no additional cost to consumers. The lawmakers say AM radio is a crucial service, especially for farmers who use it to receive critical emergency information and local news. And Wisconsin ranks third in the country for dental health. That's according to Wallet Hub analysis that considers the cost of dental work and the number of dentists per capita. Illinois and Minnesota top the list, while Mississippi and Arkansas are at the bottom. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Jimmy Carter may officially never have held the title of artist, unless you count Making the Way You Live Your Life absolute artistry. The former president, who passed away in December, was honored with his fourth Grammy for his audiobook, The Last Sunday in Plains, a centennial celebration. Fourth Grammy, and he wasn't even in the biz. I need to start doing more. Ye, formerly known as Kanye, and his wife, Bianca Censori, who might be AI personified, were unaware there was a dress code at the Grammys. Ye and his best girl were trying to sneak in under the radar and not attract any attention, and didn't until Bianca dropped her coat, revealing she was wearing nothing, or a sheer mini dress that hid nothing. Apparently all her pantsuits were in the wash. A quick Google search will reveal that she shouldn't have even bothered wearing said sheer mini dress, which is the same thing I wore for the Grammys, but I was watching from my own home. She's a cute girl. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and quite chilly today. High temperatures will only reach the mid-teens with feisty winds, which is knocking us back to feeling 10 to 15 degrees cooler. They ease overnight tonight, we slide to the single digits, and with temperatures a little warmer tomorrow, we are looking at light snow moving in by night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 3 degrees at our studios.
I'm Chad Holmes, joining former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m., for the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
At 3 o'clock, I'm joined by Supreme Court candidate and current Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. We discuss Brad Schimmel getting on his knees next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Better leave her behind with the kids are all.
morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Come over to Blue Sky. It's a much warmer, nicer place. We had been talking about Elon Musk, unelected Elon Musk, and five of his douche bros essentially taking over the Treasury Department over the weekend. And some saying, yes, this is what we voted for, to get rid of waste.
And Mark on the live stream, who I think that's Mark from Prairie du Sac, who is on the live stream as well. And we will have this information in the notes about the rally that will be happening at Ron Johnson's office. He says, going to the Madison rally tomorrow. And folks, remember Brad Schimmel, who is running for Wisconsin Supreme Court judge, is supported by Musk and supporting taking money from him as well.
Oh, yeah.
So if you don't like what's happening on the federal level, as far as, you know, checks and no balances and no guardrails
and, well, no accountability.
Do you want Elon putting his money into a Supreme Court race too here in Wisconsin that directly affects your rights and your values and your votes? Just ask yourself that.
Helen from Wanakee, listening in Madison on WMDX. I've been calling Ron Johnson for the last half hour. No response. It's exhausting, Helen. I get you. Don't give up. Keep trying. Mm-hmm. Len from Madison, Musk purchased his representational influence much as anyone can. The more you spend, the more influence you have. Ain't capitalism great? Eric from McFarland, also listening on WMDX. I spent my morning sending emails to both Tammy and Rojo. The Senate right now is the battleground. Someone, in addition to the senator from Hawaii, needs to put holds on nominees. Step up and do something.
Yeah, show some spine for once. My goodness, don't just lay down and take this. You will be remembered fondly for standing up to the schoolyard bully who wants to take all of our lunch money.
Eric from Harland also saying, and no, I don't expect Rojo to do jack. Fair enough, Eric. And besides, it's tough to find him unless you're on Fox. Because that's where you know you can always find our senior senator, Ron Johnson, talking to his favorite person in the world, Maria Bartiromo, from his compound in Florida. I'm assuming. That may be unfair. I'm assuming. So remember when Donald Trump, 2.5 weeks in office, not even a full 2.5 weeks in office, decided to freeze all federal funding and all grants and everything, even though he doesn't essentially.
Everything is fixed and we're fine and we can go home?
Actually, from WPR by Rochelle Wilson, the headline reads, half of Wisconsin Head Start programs can't access needed funds after the federal freeze. One Head Start center in Waukesha closed last week, leaving more than 250 families without childcare. But they're very pro-child. We love children. We want more children. Everyone should have more children, except after they're born. Well, then, you know, you're kind of on your own.
Well, this is just, Jane, you don't see it the way I see it. The way I see it is, this will encourage all those moms out there whose kids just lost their Head Start education.
And childcare.
And childcare to stay home now. They'll quit their jobs. And they'll become stay-at-home mothers.
Which is what they're meant to do.
Which is what they're meant to be, Jane.
Right.
You get it. This was all foretold, all looking. This is 3D chess, Jane.
We're just helping get back those confused women who are getting satisfaction about being in the workforce. We're just going to make sure they're back where they really belong.
Yeah.
And what they're intended to do be.
This is America.
Just a week after the Trump administration ordered a pause on federal grants and loans, many Head Start programs here in Wisconsin still cannot access the needed funds and are facing uncertainty about whether or not they can stay open. Even though the White House did publicly rescind the memo announcing the freeze, nonprofits around Wisconsin are reporting they're still locked out of the payment systems that they use to pay their staff and to keep running. This is what we voted for?
This is what you voted for. This is you wanted this?
These wasteful dollars. So much waste.
Is this the corruption you were talking about? Head Start programs and funding education for children? That was the corruption? Is that what I'm led to believe now? Anything that gets shut down, canceled, discontinued because it was corrupt. Because that's what they do. Anything they don't like is corrupt. It's the corrupt FBI, the corrupt USAID, the corrupt this, the corrupt that. Everyone's corrupt. If they don't do what Dear Leader says, they're corrupt.
If you've been affected by this, we would love to hear from you. 855-752-4842. Child care has been an issue for years, mm-hmm. not just here in Wisconsin, but all over the country.
Yeah.
In many instances, it's a second mortgage payment.
Oh my gosh.
To put your kid into child care.
My friends, the stories they've told me about their child care journeys as far as, you know, you enroll your kid into child care, you pay X amount of dollars. They go homesick for the entire week. You're still paying that money. It's I don't want to say it's a racket because there are some really great places, but you really don't have a choice because I think they believe, the Republicans believe that women, by working a job, a full-time job to support their family, they're somehow shirking the traditional American values or thumbing their noses saying, ha, 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 see this? I wanted to wear long pants and shoes and work. I bet you there's a lot of families out there, if they had their ability, they'd have one parent stay home.
I think you're right.
Absolutely. They would. I think there are a lot of families out there who would love to be able to do that, but they can't. So they need childcare. So they have to go into the system that costs thousands of dollars a month.
Sean Fedeplace, who has been on our show before, yes. Quoted in this WP article, I'm hearing from people all across the country and here in Wisconsin, they're still being impacted by this federal grant and loan freeze. There's a lot of confusion about this right now. If you talk to Head Starts, if you talk to child care providers, they're still frozen out and they cannot access this money. Is this what we wanted? Is this what we voted for? 855-752-4842. I'm really curious.
I'll tell you, I'll make a bigger ask. I'm assuming a lot of our listeners didn't vote for this. They didn't want this. If you voted for this, call us. Tell us why it's a good thing. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love for you to make it make sense. Unconfuse my brain and tell me why the automatic cutting off of funding to Head Start education for children is a good thing in this country. Come on. I want to hear this.
Jen Bailey, board president of the Wisconsin Head Start Association, said that as of Friday, about half of the Head Start programs in Wisconsin still couldn't get access to this money. This includes Child and Family Centers of Excellence in Waukesha. It shut its doors last week when this freeze was announced.
But you said Waukesha voted for Trump. Mm-hmm.
Tim Nolan, who runs the program, said he got a notice from the Office of Budget Management and Budget, which, by the way, the OMB, and you're going to hear a lot about this, mm-hmm. the OMB is now being run by Russell Vogt. Who is Russell Vogt? One of the main architects and authors of Project 2025. And as we're talking about this, keep in mind also, they're talking more seriously about shutting down the Department of Education.
Oh, gosh. That's the final boss to these people. That's the final. Shutting down the Department of Education. I wouldn't say shutting down the FBI or the IRS, but making it into what they see fit. And that's probably going to be four guys sitting in a building taking phone calls. But yeah, the Department of Education, oh my gosh, they would have shut it down on day one if they really could have. But they know that it's going to take a little bit more suave to do it. But they'll render it useless and they'll tell people, well, that doesn't do the job anyway. So it's just best to get rid of it.
Yeah. Again, Tim Nolan, who runs this program in Waukesha, said he got this notice from the Office of Management and Budget telling them to shut down by the end of the day on Tuesday. He said, when OMB asks, you do it. So we did as we were told to do on Tuesday, which was shut down. Later on, when he tried to follow up about what was going on with this funding freeze, he was told programs like Head Start and Meals on Wheels wouldn't be affected, but he then said that the payment management system of the U.S. Treasury, which Elon and his tech bros are now in charge of, apparently, which he used to request funds for, that's not working. The payment management system of the U.S. Treasury, which he uses to ask for money to fund things like rent and payroll, that's not working. While funding requests normally take only 2 to 3 days to process, he said a request he made last Tuesday is still pending review. And unless this issue with a payment management system gets resolved, he can't pay his staff.
And then they're going to have to close and they'll have to find new jobs.
I'm not looking forward to missing the first payroll in the 57 years that I have been doing this. 855-752-4842 if you would like to join the conversation. Phyllis from Wisconsin on the line. Good morning, Phyllis. Thank you so much for joining us. What did you want to say?
Hi there. Well, I am so upset about this Treasury payment system being taken over by Elon Musk that I am just shaking. Yesterday, I tried to call various politicians, you know, and in Wisconsin, we only have one senator, and that's Tammy Baldwin.
Yep.
And then we've got that Trump whore, Ron Johnson. And that's what I feel like all the Republicans are, just Trump whores. Like, where's Congress on all of this? I feel completely, I feel like Trump is so incompetent that he has to subcontract being president to Elon Musk.
That's not a bad, you make a great point, Phyllis. You really do. Yeah, Mr. Super Genius, biggest brain, because my uncle taught at MIT. I think you make, that's a great point. He has to surround himself by people smarter than he is. That's not a big ask.
He's subcontracting. I love, and a building term too, Phyllis. Fantastic.
But I certainly get your frustration, Phyllis. And again, as Greg said, and some other texters have said, we can't roll over and capitulate to this, and we can't just roll over and stick our head in the sand. As tempting as that is, mm-hmm. I completely get that, but we can't.
We can't. You cannot. Call your leaders. Call your representatives.
Send letters.
Send emails. Show the type of, like, you know, professionalism they're not showing us right now. You call them and you say, "Look, I'm a voter. I voted. You represent me. This is why I'm upset." Of course, if they're not answering the phone, Ron Johnson's office.
Yeah.
Then there's not much you can do. But then it's about the next election in 2 years for the Congress and the Senate. Those seats are coming up, and people are going to be having, they're going to have to campaign on the victories or massive defeats. And that's when we're going to see the rubber hitting the road in the next year and a half. Are those people coming out saying, do you want 2 more years of this? Do you want 6 more years? Do you want a president who thinks he can serve a third term?
Yeah, because that's being kicked around too. And thank you, Phyllis. Very much appreciate you checking in. One more text from the WAUK. I know of a nurse who had to call cancer patients to tell them their clinical trials had been frozen. One patient started screaming. These actions cost lives. You're absolutely right. It's not a joke.
Pro-life. Pro-life.
Only until you're born.
Yeah, then you're done.
Then after you're born, you're really kind of a pain.
So once again,
just get a job?
We had a texter say it. Where's the corruption? Show me the corruption in these programs that are paying people to help others. Where is the corruption? Why are we cutting them off? And justify it to me, because apparently I'm stupid.
Well, and let's not look at the Defense Department, which has not been able to pass an audit successfully in the last decade. No oversight, no overspending there, Greg. That's all.
You know good. Who's going to help with that? Pete Hegseth, because he's the best.
Oh, yeah. All right. We are going to lighten things up when we return and wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it's Picture This Edition. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the vast statewide, countrywide. We're global, if you have the app, baby. Civic Media Radio Network. The kids are all right. Sometimes I feel I gotta get away. Bells chime, I know I gotta get away.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, when you want to unwind at the end of the day, a really good way to do that is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. All across civic media from 6 to 8 p.m. Pete's been in showbiz a long time.
Oh, yeah.
He's been an actor. He's been a writer, a comedian. He asks tough questions like, what should I binge watch next? Which are the most haunted hotels in Wisconsin? Those and more. It's a great show. Oh, he covers lots of things in the entertainment world, and he's got a very funny take on it. Yeah. And I think we all need to take a breath every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we live in very, very serious times.
Yes.
That's one of the reasons why we end the segment the way we do.
How's that?
And I do want to share this quickly, this text that came in on a live stream from King Rat. Elon has destroyed Twitter, and now with Doge, he will destroy the USA. Elon shouldn't be a thing. You are so right, King Rat. However, if we did Tisbets only about the Trump administration, this shouldn't be a thing every day.
It would be so depressing after a while.
So we're trying to do a little palate cleanser.
Yes.
Just something a little bit lighter.
Consider this your sorbet.
Oh. Audio sorbet?
Yes.
I like it.
Audio sorbet.
It's 11:53, Calvin. That means it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
And if you ever have a thing you think should not be, not politics related, send it in to Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us, along with guest suggestions, something going on in your community that you think needs attention, hate mail, send it in. I'll make sure Calvin sees it.
Absolutely.
That's a joke. We read everything. All right. From NDTV, headline reads with the byline bill by Abina Singh, U.S. man orders drill from Chinese website, receives photo of item instead. Sylvester Franklin, 68, from Georgia, was scammed after he ordered this tool from China-based AliExpress, which is an offshoot of Alibaba. If you've heard anything about Alibaba, there's some hinky things with Alibaba. I wouldn't necessarily use them as a trusted resource for anything. Unfortunately, too late for 68-year-old Sylvester Franklin of Georgia, who ordered this drill from AliExpress and a pressure washer. Got it for $40.
The whole thing?
Yeah, which should have been a clue. He ordered it in November.
Oh, no.
A few weeks later in December, when he got the delivery, Mr. Franklin found the company shipped a printed out picture of the item, folded it up, and put it in the package. Says Mr. Franklin, quote, I paid around $40. All I got was a picture of a drill and a screw. I was very upset. I contacted them for a refund straight away. This is not good. This is real bad. All this is bad. You know what I mean? Absolutely. Yeah.
Couldn't agree with you more, sir.
Unfortunately, so far, Mr. Franklin has been unable to get in touch with the retailer, and he's got no proper communication with a refund. At this point, looking like it's not going to happen. Don't scam nobody. I don't like to get scammed because if you spend your money, you want to get what you paid for. Absolutely. As this went viral, social media users shared similar stories, while others poked fun at Mr. Franklin from ordering from an untrustworthy website. That's not fair.
No, that's not fair.
That's really not. Because we all surf and see something and follow the link and think, ooh, I like that shirt.
Yeah, I mean,
I like this thing.
Also, Alibaba is not, it's not exactly like, it's not riddled with problems. I know people who've ordered from Alibaba.
Oh, do you?
And they've had absolutely fine experiences with it. It's Amazon for the entire world.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I was giggling, but I'm not laughing at him. I'm just giggling because it's just like the idea of, they like, send them a piece of paper.
Well, I guess it's just a good reminder for all of us just to be careful. And maybe think twice. And if you can get the same thing from a local retailer, even if you have to pay a little more for it, it might be a better way to go. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up tomorrow, very excited to have him back. Darren Von Ruden is going to be here, and we're going to talk tariffs.
Talking tariffs and executive orders.
And executive orders and soybeans and all of those things and much, much, much more. Thank you, Greg. So glad you're back. Welcome back.
I'm happy to be
and
back.
Calvin and all of our engineers, without you guys, absolutely nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world, truly. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it, even if it's just a little bit. News coming up next, followed by Todd Alba, 2 to 4, Maggie Dawn, Todd Alba, noon to 2, Maggie Dawn, 2 to 4, Dom, 4 to 8, Pete Schwabba, 6 to 8, Pat Kreitlow kicks it off in the morning from 6 to 8, and then Earl Ingram, 8 to 10. Have a great day. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will see you tomorrow.
Is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media and WGBW rock star Nikki Zirjev and treasure hunter Bill Blackwell. With a name like Blackwell, you have to be a treasure hunter. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Donald Trump did not campaign on stopping Meals on Wheels to homebound seniors. He did not tell you he was going to cut road safety projects or state-based homeland security initiatives. But that was always the plan. And while a judge late yesterday hit the pause button, it has been a busy 18 hours as people and agencies and businesses took in that gut punch.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreidlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A Senate committee sends the nomination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to be health secretary on to the full Senate.
That vote was strictly on party lines, 14 to 13, with Louisiana Republican Bill Cassidy voting in favor of RFK Jr.'s nomination.
That's CBS's Nicole Killian. Trump-Netanyahu meeting at the White House. CBS's Nicole Brand.
It comes at a really critical time when the Trump administration will have to continue to mediate and help negotiate this phase two of the very fragile ceasefire deal.
By about now, information from the FBI on agents who investigated the Capitol attack should be in the hands of the Justice Department. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
It's raising fears there could be a major purge gutting the agency of the experienced investigators who handle child exploitation cases, gun crimes.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.